Devasiddha Mukta Yukta Bhakta Brinda Banditam Papatapa Dava Dava Daha Dagda Dukha Khantam. Raj, can you talk on that? Speak on that?
I just translated that in the book.
Yes.
Deva, the gods, the demigods.
Yes.
Siddha. Siddha means the mystic who are masters of subtle power. Siddha. Mukta, the liberated salvationist. Yukta, the yogi, that wants union with Paramatma, or wants the darshan, the touch or sight of Paramatma, that is the inner voice of the Super Soul. A bhakta, as a devotee. And who is praised and worshipped by all these sections. Banditam. Admired and praised and prayed by all these different sections of higher personalities. Banditam. Papa, tapa, dava, dava, dagda, dukkha, khanditam. By whom all the troubles that come out of all these circumstances are quenched, finished. What are they? Pap, the sin, tap, the pain that is the outcome, product of our sin. Dabo daho, dabo means dabano, that is in the forest, the conflagration in the forest. Automatically some fire breaks out in the forest and the whole forest is burnt to ashes. That is dabana, dabada. Pap, from the general sin, the fire of suffering that comes from our sins of the past years, past ages, lives, and that is quenched, extinguished, that fire is extinguished by whom? Who can relieve all the pains which comes like conflagration? Rising from different births of previous lives. They are all finished, extinguished. And the Krishna Nama, Sudhadhama, Ranyadhama. And who is the giver of the nectar of the holy divine name of Krishna? Sudhadhama, the name which is the very abode of divine nectar. Dhanyadana, such a very notable gift. Dhanyadana, which makes us very fortunate. That sort of gift. Which is the ocean of such gifts. Ocean of such gifts. Dana Sagar. There is a the word, technical meaning of the word Dhana Sagar means a ceremony in which different types of gifts are offered, including even elephants. Various things are offered as gifts in some occasion. That is known as Dhana Sagar. He is the ocean of various divine gifts. Nama Sudha Dhamma. His gift is the abode of the divine nectar, the very name of the Lord Krishna. That is his gift. Prema Dhamma Deva Neva Nome. We praise in heaven, in the hymns. Offer our prayer to such God only, who is the abode of divine love. Prema Dhamma Deva. Prema Dhamma Deva Neva Nome Gaura Sundara. We chant in praise of God, such God only, alone, who is Gaur-sundar, whose gift is such. And that is the meaning. First inauguration that he is an established position holder that commands respect of different sections of high personality. The second, the negative side of he can extinguish the fire of all our troubles, the fire. And the third, the positive gift, the nectar, which makes us very fortunate, everyone, very fortunate, that the name divine, and who is the abode of such love and sympathy to others, that Gaur-sundar alone we shall bow down, none else. What is this? Fly?
Fly. Yes.
Only, not mosquito.
Fly.
All fly.
Yes.
It is all. Tumhari bhuliya ya vidya piyay. Vita rasanamo. And forgetful of you, so my tongue is influenced by ignorance. Avidya viraya, attacked by the disease of ignorance, the tongue. Krishna Naam Sudhava. But the nectar and name of you does not please me, does not produce any hankering earnestness, no taste for me. It is not tasteful to me, the divine name. But the devotees, they say, only one tongue, one mouth is not sufficient. Crores, millions of mouths is necessary to take the name of Krishna. they are such devotees. And they deplore their own perfection. Blame Vidhata. Only one mouth he has given. Who is to him, who is to take Krishna name? Millions of mouth, lips and tongue is necessary for him. Who will take Krishna name? There's so much tasteful honey is there, but we are devoid of it. Why? Avidya, again. Misconception. Not, we are not getting the proper conception or touch of the thing. It is so sweet, but to us, we do not feel so much sweetness there. It is covered with ignorance. The tasting sense is covered with clay. Covered with clay, so no direct touch with the honey. So we can't taste. But those that have got their uncovered tongue, they can feel the sweetness of the name and the eye, the figure, mind, the quality, and the lila whole, that also the heart and the mind. So very sweet. So very loving, so very sweet. But our barren heart do not produce anything useful. Say, offshoots of the creeper of devotion, which will connect with Krishna. Contact me with him. Bhakti Lata will go to Krishna and roll on his feet. Piyala.
Adish.
Vajrajish. Sadhu Pasha Srimam. Dhritamani Yokare Panaitang Bahad Vigit Bhanuit. Girisha Paramishchit Prajitivhi. Who is always being worshipped, Adhu Vaishya, Sriman, for his beautiful appearance, by, worshipped by so many. In the garb of human body, Dhritamuni Yogare, who has accepted this human body and come down here to worship him. Panaitang Bahadvi, and who bears great affinity towards him, love, affection. Towards him. Panaitang Bhavad Vigidbani, the gods. Vigidbani. Panaitang Bhavad Vigidbani, Girisha Parameshti Praviti. Girisha means Shiva, and Parameshti means Brahma. Brahma, Shiva, and so many other gods. Coming in disguise of this human body, are worshipping the darkness with the charming figure of Sri Gaurasundara. beautiful appearance that is related anywhere, everywhere. They are all eyewitness. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, so many writers, they are all eyewitness to his beautiful figure. Very charming, stalwart. And the Haris are very lotus-like, very charming complexion, tall figure, and every limb that have got a charming representation. They have all described him. The exceptionally beautiful figure, Mahaprabhu. So many gods came here as in human form and to worship him in the form of devotees and life. Sadhupasya simam dhitamunyukari panaita bhadbhi gidbhanir krisha paramishtit paviti. So many gods whose the principal amongst them, and Brahma, Shiva, etc. The creator and the destroyer of this universe. Including them, all the gods, demigods. Sāvyaktir-bhāsuddhāṇya-bhajana-muddhāṁ. And he is showing to his own devotees, to his own men, what is the real line of worshipping, worshipping the Lord, who he himself is. Prabhakti-bhasuddhāṁ nija-bhajana-muddhāṁ-padiṣaṁ nija-bhajana-muddhāṁ. The way in which he is worshipping that, and also his own worship, how it will be managed, it will be done. In both meanings, he is saying. Sācaitanya kīme punarapiti sūrya. Rūpa Goswami says, should I be able to see that holy figure again? Will that come again? Will that appear on my eye again, what I saw previously? Should I be fortunate enough to have a view of that extraordinary, wonderful figure? Should I get once more, he saw first in Dhamkali, second he saw in Allahabad, back, third he saw he came to Jagannath there, thrice he had direct experience of his beautiful darshan. In this poem he says, should I see him again, that beautiful figure who is just directing us how to worship our Lord of heart? Shurishanam Durgam, very with good gods, can approach him with great trouble. It is not easy for them to approach him, for the gods even. Even the god could approach him with much difficulty. Durgam, gati-rati-shayi no punishadam. Upanishad, the highest type of revealed scripture, also anyhow showing him far-fetched, What is unknowable? Very, not very plain. If we can study very deeply, then we can find the Upanishad is giving hints that He is the most original, the Lord of love. He is the fulfillment of everything. Deep study can disclose only these things. Upanishadam. Muninam sadvasam. The Muni, the speculationist, good, normal speculationist, they will find everything what we want. All is embodied here. It can satisfy all our hankerings. Muninam sadvasam. Pranati patalinam madhurima. And those that surrender, submit to Him, they find Him sweetest of the sweet. Madhurima. Vinijyasa premna nikita pasubhavam. And who is seen by the fortunate. He is the very substance and gist of the divine love of the gopis in Vrindavan. As if the love, divine love of the gopis is personified in Him. Vinirjasa premno nikhila pasu bhalam buryodisa. The heart the object of the thirst of their heart, as it personified, holds it. Sakti Chaitanya Dev, will she come once more before my sight, my eyes? Will she come? Will he come? Sarupam Vibhanu Jagadatudam Advaita Daita. Sarupam Vibhranu Jagadatula. She showed His figure as above everything that has been showed up till now. Jagadatulam, which can never be compared with anything in this world. In such a way He has shown His beautiful, sweet figure. And at the same time, another meaning, Sarupam, Sarup Damodar. He showed that Sarup Damodar, He is the possessor of the unparalleled wealth, capital in Him. Sarupam Vibhranu Jagadatudam. He is incomparable in the whole of the world. Who? Sarup Damodar. Because He is in possession of the highest capital of the divine love, of the highest order. Jagadatam Advaita Daita. And He showed Himself that He is very devoted to Advaita Krishna. Or the Advaita Charya Prabhu. He is very favorite to Him, by His request He had to come here as if. Prapanna Srivasu, He showed Himself as surrendered in the holy feet of Srivasu Lakshmipati, Narayana. And at the same time the devotee Srivas, who has always surrendered under His faithful. Prapanna Srivasu Janita Paramananda Garima. One meaning that due to ecstatic divine sentiment in Him, He is seen as shown, is seen by the public as a proud figure, Garima. Nothing uncomparable difference he has got in his figure from the whole other beautiful things. The pride of beauty, as is very clear in his figure. And in another, Paramananda, the sannyasi, Paramananda, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he was staunch supporter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for that he felt himself proud. That my guru's brother, the god brother of his Gurudev Ishwara Puri, he was a staunch supporter and even follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For that he felt much pride, that my guru appreciates me. My guru's brother, God brother, he appreciates me. This sort of high feeling was in him. Paramananda Garima Hari Dino Dhari Gajapati Vibhut Sri Kataralaka. And he is the Lord Hari, who is Dhinodhari. Dhinodhari, who is the friend and the deliverer of all the fallen souls. The deliverer of the fallen, of the poorest of the poor. That Hari he is. And here also the suppressed meaning, Dhinodhari, we are very poorest of the poor, Rupa Goswami said. And this fellow is also delivered by him, Dhinodhari, because he is deliverer and a friend of the poor. So this humble person has got a position in his holy feet. Dhinodhari, Gajapati Kripa Utsve Katarana. Narayan the Krishna, he delivered the elephant, Gajaraj. Gajaraj was in his past birth, he was a king in the Punjab country. For some fault, he committed some offense against some devotee. So he became an elephant. He showed some gesture of an elephant towards a devotee without carrying him. So he had to become an elephant in the next life. And when that elephant went to take bath in a lake, there was a big tortoise, and that attacked him, and there was a long fight, and ultimately the elephant, he was very much troubled, tired, and prayed for the help divine. And the Krishna went and destroyed that tortoise and said that elephant. So that reference is here, Gajapati Kripa Utsve Katarana, whose heart is melted by the prayer of that elephant devotee, and who went to deliver him from his danger. On the other side, the Gajapati was Pratap Rudra, the king of Purisha, whose heart melted with kindness for the king, Gajapati. And he was taken in within his own. Sajitanna king me punarapide surya shvati padam. Yeah. Will it be possible that I should be real, have the chance of having darshan of that Chaitanya Deva, whom I saw in this way previously? Unarabhi Dishu Jashyati Palo. Will he come? Will he appear in the jurisdiction of my fleshy heart again? Rupa Goswami. Rasuddhama Kamad Buddhamadhura Dhamun Chavata. Whose appearance is like Kamad Buddhamadhura Dhamun Chavata. If it is possible that the God Cupid Kamad, the millions of Cupids, Cupid, who is supposed to be the most beautiful god, Cupid, Kama. And when that is in the fullest stage of his excitement, full-grown Cupid, and the millions in number, if we can imagine such appearance we find in him when he is charged with the divine love and taking the name of the Lord. Rasuddhama kamadbhuta madhura dhamu jagatanu. Looking at his beautiful figure, it seems that millions of the beautiful Cupid, they are combined into one in his most proud position, in his highest grace. His figure seemed like that. Vajradhamaja jyotinam uttam sastarani kara vidduti vasu. That beautiful figure, and then the garb of a sannyasi, red robe. Uttam starani kara vidduti vasu. And the dress is also sin, modified by the laughter of his body. Yes, and the laughter of the sun, glees. The dress has also imbibed grace of his laughter's body. In this way we find him. Hiranyanang Rakshi Bharagavi Bhavan Nangi Karuja. At the golden collar, if we go see, Hiranyanang Lakshmi Bharam Abhibhavam. All the high quality gold, they have got their luster and the beauty, and that has been subdued, such a color, by his color. Such a color we find. The gold, the good gold, not this tempered bad gold, but good gold of the highest type, and that ray that has been subdued by his ray. Hiranyanang Lakshmi Bharam Angi Kuruja. Hiranyanang Lakshmi Bharamavibhavan. Defeating the luster of so many golds of different high types gold that had been defeated by his laughter. Hiranyanang Lakshmi Bharamavibhavan Nangi Karuja. Such was the grace of his body. Should I be fortunate enough to have a look of that figure once more? Hare Krishna Tuchyai Sprita Rasano. When he is chanting Hare Krishna at the top of his voice there, Nama Galana, and at the same time he is counting the beats. Tuchyai Sprita Rasano Nama Galana Kitab Granthi Sreni Subhoga Kati Sutu Jalakara. Around his waist there was the sutra and the counting beads were dressed in that way. And there he is counting the sutra. And there his hands are seem to play with that. Vishalakhu dirghar galayugala dhiragira. The great big lotus eyes there, and the hands seem to be like the padgal, means the stand by which we close the door. What is it? Padgala. By which we close the door, the stand, a bamboo or wooden. Wooden stand, latch, bar. The bar generally is very flat, long like that, a stand, the upper, the door closing stand. His hands are playing like that, padgala. Nama Galana Krita Granthi Sreni Shobha Parishutu Jalakara. Vishalakho Dirghar Gala Jugala. Both that hands. Both the hands, which can be compared by the that door closing stand, they are playing in various ways. When he's counting his beads, such in playful posture, should I be able to see him again by my these eyes once more. Then Rasaruya Shara Dasi Padavi Nida Chabapati Radha Bhakti Murni is not an Lasavya Sara. As I said, will that come on my eyes once more? That just before the chariot of Jagannath, Ratharulas, just little in the front, little distant, Ratharulas, Shara, Dhavipadavi, Neela, Chattapati, Radhapha, Prevojmi, Spirita, Natalullah. He's dancing madly, and the sweat, and the so many symptoms of devotion coming on his apparent agent on his body. This body is sweating, and he is dancing, and so many signs of devotion are expressive on his body. Will I be fortunate enough to see that figure any longer, any more, once more? Aradhadi Padavi Neela Chadapati Radhabha Premani Mishpurita Natanun Lasavya Sahar Sangaya Rivi Parivita Tanu Vaishnava Janai. And his own devotees are all chanting the name of the Lord surrounding him, and with pleasure he is dancing. It is such a beautiful scenery will come in my eye once more in my life. Bhuvan, pardon? Bhuvan Narakar. Pyodas is tedious, Purta Bhuvanadi, Kavanaya. Mohurbindaranya Smaranagari Tapayo Yasa. When he was seen just on the shore of the ocean in Puri, Purta Bhuvanadi, and there are so many jungles, forests. And he looked the scenery just as the forest of Vrindavan. Kuchit Krishna Vrtit Prasadasana Bhakti Rasika. And this is where I am in Vrindavan. With this excitement, his tongue used to pronounce the name of the Lord very sweetly. Vayodasis tiris puradupavanadi kalanaya mohurbindaranya smaranagaritapayoviyasa Pasit Krishna Bhakti Pasarasano Bhakti Rayasa. And with the excitement that I am in Vrindavan, his gesture, posture, used to take some divine laughter. A new, exceptional beauty emanated from his figure, that is blazing Vrindava. Should that figure will come to my sight once more in my life, then Bhuvam Sunchandra Sruti Viravita Svandabhavai. Sometimes he was seen that he is shedding tears profusely, and the near about land all becomes wet with water of his tears. Sinchan Osrusutivi Ravita Sandrapulakai, and his body is full of that pulak. The hair stands on the end, and there's some inflammation like bugs also come during the root of the hairs in the body. One thing John was Suti with a Sandra Pulakui Tango Nivas Tavaka Navaka Nijal Kajaji. And his body was appeared like a kadamba flower. Have you seen this kadamba flower? In the flower, there's so many branches oozing on all sides. It is a round flower, and on all sides, there's something oozing from the middle. In a circular way, so many stems are coming out. His body seemed to be like the flower of a kadamba tree, the hairs all standing on their end, and the pulaka, and the lower part of the hair also, they are like boils, so many, and they are coming pulaka. That's such a beautiful figure. When he is shedding tears, taking the name, the whole, the surrounding earth is being wet, and his body is such with the extraordinary feeling of the divine Krishna and his Leela. That appeared in his body very plainly. showing such signs like the Kadamba flower. Is it, would it be possible? Should I get that fortune once more to get such a figure just floating on my eye, And this way Rupa Goswami, who saw him with his own eyes, he is giving description of his figure, beautiful figure. So it is not an abstract conception from a different place. Like a poet, he is describing the beauty of a person in an abstract way. But the eyewitness, that had God eyewitness of his beautiful figure, they are describing his beauty for beauty in such different ways. And would it be possible once more to have that, to have that appearance before my eyes? কালকে ওকে খবর দিলে হয়।